With us is the author of a book called Napa at Last Light, America's Eden in an Age of Calamity. His name is Jim Conaway. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Pat.
Nice to have you here. This is not the first time you've written about the Napa Valley wine industry. In fact, two earlier books about the wine industry, Napa, The Story of an American Eden, and then The Far Side of Eden, New Money, Old Land, and The Battle for Napa Valley. And now this new book. I have a feeling there are probably some people in Napa that aren't very happy with you, Jim.
Yes, that's probably true. There's a reason for that. This book is it's not a wine book, although, of course, wine is central to it in some ways. It's really just a story of what happens to places that are cherished by those who live there, that have exceptional things to offer when they get taken over by, among other things, the tourist industry and people who are more interested in really in making a heck of a lot of money almost by any means. And
yeah, Napa, well, it's certainly something that we are concerned with here in Sonoma County. It's that fine line between growth and tourism and, as you say, lots of money and keeping the charm and character of our really what were small towns.
Yes, I agree. I've thought about Sonoma and spent some time there recently. And, you know, you guys have got a better chance of fending this off a bit because
and why is
for
that?
Various reasons. Well, you're twice as big as Napa physically. You still have mixed agriculture, which is great.
Not just grapes.
Just grapevines.
Right.
Yeah, not just grapes. And it has more of a tradition, rural tradition, I think, of being, you know, more democratic. Sonoma is, to my mind. But the story, the book has plenty of in it for people who live in Sonoma, but that will be interested in it because the problems are the same and prices are going up wildly in Sonoma.
Yeah, it's about where we're heading, and describe to us what your opinion is about the current status of the Napa Valley.
Well, I think it's on the. I think this is a real so-called watershed moment. They're trying, some people in Napa who are fed up with some of the things you and I are talking about have finally, after 2 years, gotten an initiative on the ballot to enact modest environmental controls on what can be done up on the hillsides, how many trees can be cut and everything. But it's become a symbolic issue, and it's attracted all the vitriol and the denunciations that any other big political question has in America today. It's sad to see. I've been coming to Napa a long time, and there were, you know, a couple of decades ago, this kind of a fight was unheard of and not anticipated. But Napa really has a chance now to do what it did 50 years ago with the Ag Preserve, and it really is important how this vote goes.
It's almost like you're trying to save the soul, or at least you're pointing out that the soul of Napa Valley is in jeopardy, Jim.
Well, the soul of Americans is in jeopardy, Pat. The book's subtitle is America's Eden in an Age of Calamity, but it's not limited to Napa. Sonoma also lives in an age of calamity, and so does much of America. And the only real way to get a handle on that is for citizens to step forward, and as they do in this, the stories in this book really are about people who finally said, enough.
That's enough, yeah. And one of the interesting differences between Sonoma County and Napa County has to do with how we deal with or how we have so far embraced the marijuana industry. Here in Sonoma County, we're going through sort of our fits and starts about the legalization of recreational marijuana, but certainly there are growers galore, and yet Napa seems to be a little snooty about this.
Well,
That's my take.
No. I can understand that. What I understand is that Sub Rosa, behind the scenes, there's a lot of big money in Napa that is waiting for the county to come to its senses, in their words, uh-huh. and allow marijuana sales. They've already started mapping out appellations mm-hmm. for cannabis over there, but nobody's talking about it. But I guarantee you, as soon as if it happens, all of a sudden, all these full-blown plans will be out there before the public.
Yeah, that's probably true. And that may indeed sort of expedite the entire, even though it's an agricultural product and it's different than vineyards and grapes, it might, depending on how popular it gets nationwide, it could actually contribute to the kind of problem that you're talking about in this book.
Well, it's true. And of course, cannabis takes even more water than grapes do.
Right. So,
but it's, there's lots of money to be made. And this is America, and when it's unlikely that will not happen, it seems to me.
Well, it's a very interesting, I almost want to call it a trilogy because of what you started with and what you've been writing about over the past couple of decades, Jim. The latest book is called Napa at Last Light, America's Eden in an Age of Calamity. Very interesting and subject and very interesting book, and thanks for being here, Jim. We appreciate that.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
All right, that is the author, Jim Conaway, talking about really the soul of the Napa Valley. And of course, that could be compared to us in Sonoma County and a lot of other business-oriented communities, too.